From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting confusion hampers the settlement of refugees. A group of migrants scuffled with Hungarian police Wednesday when they refused orders to leave a railway train and head to a detention camp. Many of the families on the train said they were fleeing the civil war in Syria and were trying to reach a safe haven in Europe.
Everything said that Europe is haven for us, but it's actually not the haven, but it's better than nothing.
The migrants aboard the train are just a small portion of the up to 500,000 refugees believed bound for Europe. Chinese President Xi Jinping has announced plans to cut his country's military force by 300,000 troops, more than 10%. Mr. Xi made the announcement just before a huge military parade Thursday commemorating the Allied victory over Japan in World War II. He said the cuts are in the interest of peace and that China has no interest in controlling its neighbors or expanding in ways that would harm other nations. U.S. officials say they have spotted 5 Chinese Navy ships in international waters off the coast of Alaska. A Pentagon spokesman confirmed the presence of the 5 vessels, noting that it is the first time the U.S. has observed Chinese Navy ships in the Bering Sea. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. officials have not detected any threatening activities by the ships, but said the intent of their presence is still unclear. Former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda denied being a killer and a war criminal Thursday as he spoke at his trial in The Hague. Ntaganda acknowledged being nicknamed the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." This is VOA News. Republican Party leaders are breathing easier after presidential frontrunner Donald Trump signed a pledge Thursday to support the eventual Republican presidential nominee and not run as a third-party candidate. Trump signed the pledge at his Trump Tower in New York during a meeting with party chairman Reince Priebus. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei expressed support Thursday for a parliamentary vote in Iran on the recent international nuclear agreement. He said parliament should not be sidelined in the process and that he would not tell lawmakers whether to approve or reject the agreement. U.S. President Barack Obama will welcome Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday. It will be the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January. Officials from more than 30 nations and 40 international organizations are in Kabul for a 2-day regional conference to discuss ways to rebuild war-ravaged Afghanistan's finances. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The meeting, known as Rekab, comes as unemployment rises in Afghanistan, adding to its security challenges. Deputy Foreign Minister Hikmat Khalil Karzai emphasized the need for enhanced regional economic and transportation cooperation.
Our engagement with our partners should not be perceived as opposing the interest of another partner.
Karzai did not name any country, but was apparently responding to concerns that India and neighboring Pakistan are engaged in a proxy war on Afghan soil in their bid to influence security-related matters, though both the rival nations deny the impression. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
In Turkey, a British journalist and cameraman have been released from jail. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Journalist Jake Hanrahan and cameraman Philip Pendlebury were released from a high-security jail Thursday. No official reason for their release has so far been given, but their colleague Mohamed Rasul remains imprisoned. Their detention has provoked strong criticism both in Turkey and abroad, with the European Union and US State Department voicing concern. The men were arrested last week in Diyarbakir, in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast, while reporting on renewed fighting between the Turkish state and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. All were charged Sunday with aiding a terrorist organization. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Uganda's main opposition forum for democratic change has elected former leader Kizza Besigye as the party's candidate to challenge President Yoweri Museveni in the 2016 presidential election. This will be Besigye's fourth time trying to unseat Museveni. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.